And now look at what's happening in the arts and culture in South Louisiana. Voices in Spring, which is a part of the Voices Seasonal Reading Series, will take place this Thursday, tomorrow evening in downtown Lafayette. The reading will feature Wendy Taylor Carlisle and Toby Daspit. Their readings will begin at 7, and after the two scheduled readers, there will be an open mic session. That will be in downtown Lafayette at Carpe Diem, the Voices in Spring, part of the Voices Seasonal Reading Series. On Thursday in Grand Coteau, another series, a literary series, at the Thinstead Center in Grand Coteau. Entitled True Stories, it will feature the stories of Dominic Cross, who is a journalist, and also vignettes written and read by Grand Coteau resident Toby Rodriguez, who is an artist, chef, and woodworker. He'll be reading, among other things, about the history of black pot cooking and other reflections on Louisiana folklore. All are invited. It is a free event for all ages this Thursday from 7 to 9 in Grand Coteau at the Thinstead Center. A reading called True Stories. Here on the UL campus in Burke Hawthorne Hall tomorrow evening, there will be a free concert called Songs Old and New, put on by the Dr. Tommy Como Endowed Chair in Traditional Music here at UL Lafayette. All are invited to attend. It's a free program. It features the Vermilion Express, which is the program's newest musical ensemble and the first one to focus on bluegrass music. Dr. Lynn Springer will be directing the group with assistance from banjo master Brian Sims. Songwriting students in the program will follow with their work. They have been directed by singer-songwriter Joanna Devine. Those classes have actually been held in KRVS's studios. And the Angel Aces, which is the Cajun Music Ensemble, and they will be directed by fiddler and bassist Mitch Reed. That will take place tomorrow evening, 7:30, in Burke Hawthorne Hall Theater, free and open to everyone, sponsored by the Traditional Music Program here at UL Lafayette. The Bach Lunch Series continues in downtown Lafayette this Friday, April 18th, with a performance of Bonsoir Catin in Parc Sans Souci. They will perform from noon until 1 o'clock. The Lafayette Farmers and Artisans Market at the Horse Farm will celebrate eggs and arts this Saturday from 8 to 1 p.m. It's an egg-themed springtime event. There will be a jam session led by Michael Doucet of Beausoleil. That jam session will be from 9 until 11. There will also be egg education, which includes natural egg dyeing displays and nutritional information. There will be an egg hunt on the horse farm and many other activities. That's this Saturday, the Lafayette Farmers and Artisans Market at the Horse Farm. The Lafayette Parks and Recreation Easter Egg Hunt will take place this Saturday as well at 10 o'clock. It will take place at the Thomas Center in Lafayette. For more information, you can call Parks and Recreation at 291-5553. At Cité des Arts, Shadow Zombies will be shown. It's an independent film that will be shown on Monday evening, April 21st at Cité at 7:30. And the film You're in Charge, an independent film by Tom Kruger, will be shown at Cité on Tuesday, April 22nd at 4:30 and at 7. It's free, but you need to make a reservation. They're expecting a lot of people to come for the showing of this film. There will also be music as well that will accompany, I believe, the 7 o'clock feature. So if you're interested, make a reservation at their Eventbrite site or call Cité des Arts. Innovate will be taking place in Lafayette, kind of a framing festival international. Lots of activities, including creative courting, which will take place at the Acadiana Center for the Arts. That's on the 23rd. And on the 28th, there will be a Make a Market. And then first date will take place on April 30th, followed by the Steampunk and Makers Ball. For more information, you can check the website Innovate and find out more about the complete schedule. Also, Cajun Code Fest 3.0 will take place April 23rd through the 25th at the Cecil J. Picard Center. For more information, you can go to their website if you're interested in being a part of it. There's a team building session on Wednesday, April 23rd to obtain team members. You can do it solo, or if you would like to become a part of a team, you can attend the event on April 23rd. Some of the events are open to the public. It's CajunCodeFest.org for more information or to register for the event. And KRVS will be broadcasting Festival Live, which starts up next week. It now has a musical event on Monday evening. The stages will start up on Wednesday. KRVS will start our live broadcast on the Thursday, and then we'll be carrying it live throughout the weekend all the way until the end on Sunday. So you can listen online or on your radio, and that will be at Festival International de Louisiane. Please tell your friends who live far away that they can enjoy the festival as well. Then KRVS's spring fundraiser begins the day after festival ends on Monday 28th. If you've received a renewal card in the mail and you'd like to renew, you can do that online or you can mail your contribution in. Stay with us this afternoon and evening. We're with NPR's All Things Considered from 4 to 6. 6 to 7, Terry Gross hosts Fresh Air. At 7 o'clock on Wednesdays, we have the TED Radio Hour. At 8, Radio Lab. 9 o'clock, it's Snap Judgment. 10, Music Inside Out, hosted by Gwen Tompkins. At 11, Music from the Hearts of Space. At midnight, Beat Current. And at 1, it's Freetown Radio. In just a moment, we join NPR's All Things Considered.